times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He is the one.
He's the one.
This rock is Jesus. The only one. Only one. Be very sure.
Very sure.
Thank you. right, good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. If you had lasagna and liked it, say amen.
Amen.
If you had lasagna and didn't like it, don't say anything, okay? Yeah. Well, you're looking forward to dessert and finishing up the auction, but thank you for participating, and it's going to help our kids. And like I said, I do believe firmly in youth camp, and it's changed a lot of lives. People got saved. And looking forward to that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you. God, I thank you for loving us. And God, we want to say that we love you. And God, I thank you for those that are here. And God, I pray that you might do a work in each heart and life tonight. Bless your word. God, help us to take it at face value. Help us to obey it and live it. And God, I pray that you might be with the rest, the service, and be at the rest of the auction and everything there, and bless our camp. Dear Father, that you might be at the two speakers even now as they prepare the messages. But God, I pray that you just might give us good camps this year. So bless our service in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all. Stand, turn to page number 263. We have an anchor. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4 of this one tonight, page 263.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure as the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have told the reef is near. Though the tempests rage and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall our bark o'erflow. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure of the billows roll, to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. On the last, when our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps us soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Thank you. May be seated. Right across the page, the solid rock. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4 of this one also tonight. Page 264.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, so my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On the last, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, Rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand.
Thank you, may be seated. Aren't you glad for that? That I'm my hope's built on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, glad to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. After church, we'll finish up the silent auction. And the pies are the only thing that's not really an auction. If you want a cherry pie, they're $20 a piece. And Miss Pam said she can make 100, 200, 300, 400, however many you want to buy. But anyway, if you want two, you can. But they're $20 a piece. And so it's not the highest bidder. They're just $20 a piece. Well, $5 processing fee for pastor. Okay. All right. Hope you'll stay and have some brownie a la mode and finish the auction. Wednesday night, Bible preaching and prayer, patch club. Saturday, bus visitation, Operation Saturation. Come go with us. Come help us knock doors and hand out tracts. Sunday, May 10th is Mother's Day. Special music, message, and gift for all the mothers. Lone Star Baptist College will be singing for us that night. Brother Bachman will be here preaching for us. Looking forward to that. And then Sunday, May 24th, afternoon service followed by fellowship at our house. And I think it's May 31st, we go to camp. So it is coming. We go to camp in May, and the next day, of course, is June 1st. So looking forward to that, and thank you for helping us in all that. So let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, then we'll take the offering tonight. Good to see you, sir. Thank you. right. Well, we are still working on the remodel, but we got to figure out what it's going to take to repair the back of our building. Praise the Lord, they don't believe there's any structural damage. The building's not moving, but they suggested several things, and they're giving us an estimate on that. Haven't got that back. And so we'll be continuing after we make sure we address that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ask the Lord to bless this offering. Brother Vance, will you do that for us, please, sir? Amen. You may be seated. Let's stand one more time. Turn to page 277. 277, trust and obey. We'll sing 1, 3, 4, and 5 tonight. 1, 3, 4, and 5. Page 277.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He shed on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us. trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a for a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. Favor he shows, and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. On the last, then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Morning by morning, I wake up to find the power and comfort of God's hand in mine. Season by season, I watch him amazed in awe of the mystery of his perfect ways. All I have need of, his hand will provide. He's always been faithful to me. I can't remember a trial or pain he did not recycle to bring me gain. I can't remember one single regret in serving God only and trusting his hand. All I have need of, his hand will provide. He's always been faithful to me. Thank you.
name of the stories I've heard for so long. God has been faithful, He will be again. His loving compassion, it knows no end. All I have need of, His hand will provide. He's always been faithful. He's always been faithful. He's always been faithful to me.
Amen. All God's people said. All right. Almost changed my message right there. Does the Bible say anywhere in the Bible God is faithful? How many times? A lot? Well, two come to mind that says God is faithful. And the context, the first one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man, but God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. And all God's people said, amen. God's faithful, amen. God's faithful. And God's, you think of the sun coming up every morning, God is faithful. What's another one that says God is faithful? Faithful and just. To forgive us of our sins. Aren't you glad for that? Amen? I mean, if you did something wrong, and you have done today, I'm sure, and you got on your knees and asked God to forgive you, guess what? God's faithful to forgive you. Amen? Amen. Well, I need to write that down and preach that. Amen. All right. Well, part two of this morning's message. What did we talk about this morning? Salvation. Continue in what? Faith. Faith. And faith is simply taking God at His word. Amen. Believing what God has said. And we saw the progression from no faith to weak faith to strong faith. And so tonight, I want to give us some things that faith will do for us. And so if you can find Hebrews chapter 11 and stand in reverence and love of God's Word, Hebrews chapter number 11, and we could take and we could preach this whole chapter where it says by faith or through faith, and a lot happened in the Word of God because of faith. Praise the Lord. But I want to start with Hebrews 11, 6. And I mentioned this morning, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith. Well, I just want God, you know, before I tithe, I want God to give it to me, and you know, make sure He's going to take care of me. That's not faith. Faith promise. Hey, God, you lay a mount upon my heart, and God, I'm going to give it, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you to take care of me. And I'm going to do all I can and then trust you. But without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight. God, I pray that you might do a work in our hearts and lives. And God, I do pray for our service tonight. I pray that you might bless the reading and preaching of your word. And God, I pray that you might impart the truths to our hearts. God, I pray for those that are not here. God, I pray for Nancy Woody that called in, and I do pray for Brother Jack that's not feeling good at all. I do pray for Sister Moyer. I do pray for Jewel Brown that you might be with her and others, dear Father, that need your special healing and your touch. But meet with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So it's impossible. If you want to please God, say amen. Come on now. You want to please God. If you don't want to please, you want to please God, and you got to live a life of faith. That means, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we must live a life of faith if we're going to please God. Praise the Lord. Number two, faith helps us not being condemned to hell forever. Look in John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. And this chapter is one of the most well-known in all the Bible. But John chapter 3, verse number 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So does it say that people are condemned because they're not a Baptist? Does it say that people are condemned because they don't have a short haircut? It says they're condemned already because they do not believe. They do not believe. And we have to realize that we want people to believe in the Jesus of this Bible. And they're condemned already. Well, I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything really bad. But you're condemned already because you have not placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Look in John 5, verse number 24. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto what? Life. So it doesn't say, he that heareth my word and seen a vision of Jesus. Doesn't say that. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. You got to hear and believe and read the Bible and say, I believe that. And my Bible says, I hath everlasting life. There was a time that I wasn't here, but there's never been a time that I will not be here. I have everlasting life. I am not condemned. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We must trust in the Lord. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, in verse number 12, the Bible says here, it says that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Believe not the truth. So we must have faith so that we won't be condemned to hell forever and ever and ever. Number three, we need to have faith so we can be blessed. So we can be blessed. Who in the Bible, part of the disciples, had to see a sign? Wanted a proof. We called him Doubting Thomas. John chapter number 20. So look at him just a minute. John chapter 20 and verse 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand to his side, I will not believe. I got to have proof. That boggles my mind. You're a disciple. You saw this Jesus, and he did all kinds of miracles. And you're saying, he said he was going to rise again. I don't believe him. I don't believe him. But folks, we're guilty of not living by faith. We can't rag on them too bad. We don't do some things because we just don't have faith that's going to work out. But he says, except I shall see him. And I love the Lord. He shows up, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. Boom! Love it. Then he says, peace be unto you. Then he saith to Thomas, he gets in the room, and he points out Thomas. And he didn't say, you traitor. He you unbeliever. He said, come here, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Look what Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. You wanted a sign. You said, except this happens, I will not believe. But look what he says. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. If you believe and haven't seen the Lord, say amen. That's all of us. That's all of us. I didn't see a vision on my bed or in my room that said, Jesus said, here I am. I just had to take this book at face value. I had to believe and trust in this book. Blessed. Blessed. Go back to John chapter number 2. And why did many people believe in Jesus when he was here on earth? Well, John chapter 20, verse 22, when therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. So they believed for that. But Jesus did not commit or believe in himself unto them, but he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. They believed because they saw the miracle. Well, why is there any miracles today? Because we have God's Word. That's why. We have the inerrant, inspired Word of God. And it doesn't say that there's videos or you can see it on Prime Video if you just believe. No, you have to believe in the Lord. And so we need to have faith because we want to be blessed. Number four, we need faith because that's part of our spiritual armor. Go to Ephesians chapter number 6. I know this is very elementary, but I just want to remind you. Ephesians chapter 6. And the whole point of Ephesians chapter number 6 is not necessarily, I mean, the armor's there, but why did God give us the armor? So we can do what? Fight the devil. So we can stand. So we can stand. Chapter 6, verse 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand. You got to stand. You got to be able to get back up. Stand against the wiles of the devil. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know as well as I do, we have victories and we have defeats. Our Christian life, sometimes Satan gets the best of us. Oh, not me, preacher. Yes, all of us. Devil starts putting thoughts in our minds, starts putting discouragements and what's the use? We got to withstand. Withstand. I was talking to the teenagers the other day before we went bowling. And we have a bunch of heartless teenagers because they go and they throw this ball as fast as they can to knock these innocent pins down. These pins never did nothing to them, but they're, boom, yay, I knocked them, and they're clapping and high-fiving if they knock them down. But guess what? A few minutes later, they're standing back up. Yeah, they're standing back up. How many of you like boxing? Brother Ray, don't you like boxing? Until I got a glass jaw. Okay. What does TKO mean? Total knockout. So if you're boxing and you get knocked down, is the fight over? Not till that, until the referee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got 10 seconds to get back up. And if you get back up, you're still in the battle. You're still able to fight. You may have blood all over you. You may be, but you're back in the fight. And the whole part of the armor of God is that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. He may knock us down, he may push us down, but as long as you're breathing air, you can defeat Satan. Get back up. Say, I'm ready with the armor of God. And part of the armor of God, there's, I think, seven parts. In verse 16, though, what's the first two words of verse 16? Above all. Does that mean it's pretty important? And it's kind of like, all right, my checklist for going out of town. Clean the car. Vacuum the car. Make sure the windshield wipers work, right? Check my oil. Make sure there's air in the tire. But above all else, what do you got to do? Put gas in the car. You can go with a dirty car. You can go with low tires, but you can't go anywhere with an empty tank. Is that right, Derek, Joseph? Dad, I ran out of gas again. But anyway, I didn't want to point that out. Anyway, above all, it says above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all, hey, you're in the battle, and hey, I got my feet shod, I got the breastplate of righteousness, I got the helmet of salvation, I got the sword of the Spirit. How are you going to fight off those wiles of the devil? Oh, there's not really a heaven. There's not really a hell. You don't really have to serve God that way. Oh, well, that's not really true. That's just your pastor's opinion. You better take the Word of God and say, that's the shield of faith. Bounce that thought off. Bounce that philosophy off based upon the Word of God to withstand. And usually we stop at verse number 17. But at the end of verse 17, is that a period? When you're done with a English lesson 101, and when you're done with a thought, you put a period, right? But if you want to continue, you can put a colon or semicolon. And it's there, it needs to continue the thought. Verse 18 says what? Praying what? Praying every now and then. Praying always. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Is there a period there? After that? That means it's not done yet, right? And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Well, I got the armor of God, but I'm not praying and I'm not watching and I'm not, you know, persevering. I'm not doing that, but I'm ready. No, no, no. It's all in there. But taking the shield of faith. You must take. That's part of the armor of God. So we need the faith, but we need that shield of faith. Number five, the Bible says several times, thy faith hath made thee whole. Look in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, right after Proverbs. Some of you are still awake. Give me a... You know, after you eat, you usually take a nap. So I need to keep you awake. Mark chapter 5, look at verse number 25. A certain woman, which had an infirmity 12 years and suffered many things and many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and nothing was better, but rather grew worse. There's a lot of people out there that are trying a lot of things. Spending money on homes and cars and relationships and popularity and trying everything. And hey, I'm not any better. Verse 27, when she saw Jesus, and she heard, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, listen to her faith, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Folks, that's faith. She's tried everything. She has spent everything. She had her little piggy bank and emptied it, and nothing grew better. It got worse. But her, in her mind, she said, I've heard of Jesus and what he's done. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I believe I could be made whole. I think that's placing her faith and trust in Jesus. I think that's saying, I believe and trust in him, because it says that straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease. And Jesus knew it and said, who touched me? And his disciples said, a lot of people's touched you. There was a throng. There's a lot of people that come to church, but they don't have the right kind of faith. This woman was amongst a lot of people that touched Jesus, but she touched Jesus for a certain reason. If I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Other people were just seeing him and brushing against him, but she wanted to be there for a reason. You can be in church all you want, but that faith has to be in your heart. If I do this, if I place my faith and trust in you, Lord. She touched him. And it says, and he looking around to see her that had done this thing. But look at verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. That was her faith. It wasn't it wasn't anything else. It wasn't the money. No. It was her faith that if I could just do this, if I could just get to Jesus, thy faith hath made thee whole. I'm telling you what, faith will do a lot for us. Place your faith and trust in the Lord. the Bible says, we'll do this one quickly, Romans 14:23. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Number 7, if we have faith, we can see the impossible. The impossible. Look at Matthew chapter 9, verse number 27. Matthew chapter 9. Verse number 27, and when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? Gentlemen, do you believe that I can do this? And they didn't say, maybe. I don't know. They say unto him, Yea, Lord, yes. Yes. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Wonder what God would do if we had strong faith. Strong faith. Be it unto you, according to your faith, be it unto you. Yes, I believe that God can do this. Yes, I believe. And it says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightway charged them, see that that no man know it. I like that song about faith. Now it just went out of my mind. What if? What if we really believed God? What if you and I really believed God, I think it would change our lives. These two men were blind. And Jesus got to the heart of the problem. Do you have faith in me? Do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord. Yes. So according to your faith, according to your faith, look in Matthew chapter 21. Verse number 18. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18. Now in the morning as he returned in the city, he hungered, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto him, let no fruit grow thereon henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when his disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And I know we're like, yeah, right. I'll go try it. All right, I believe. Tree, go in the water. See, Pastor, it didn't work. But my Bible says in verse 22, and a few things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, and all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, what's the next thing? Believing ye might receive it? Ye shall receive it. Whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing. I think that we could see great things happen if we would pray in faith. I told you before, when my dad was alive, and they had a meeting with the clergymen to pray for rain. You know how many brought their umbrellas? Very few. But there was one or two. Well, what'd you bring that for? We're praying for rain. Praying for rain. If we're going to come together and pray and believe, then I don't want to go home wet. Whatsoever you ask. Look in Luke chapter 17. Look at this, Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 and verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, and these are words written in red, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast in the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn to thee again, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the disciples said, all right, Lord, we're going to do that, right? What'd they say? Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? God, you better increase our faith. Oh, well, you know. Yeah, we think they're so unspiritual. How hard is it for you to forgive? How hard is it for you to say, I mean, one time, two times in a day, three times in a day, four times in a day? Most of us would have been cutting it off after one. You better go your way. Do you think it, I mean, you need to read your Bible in context. In context. That means when offenses come, it's not natural to say, woo, I forgive you, I love you, I'll forget it. We may forgive, but human nature, we remember. We remember. 31 years ago, I got married. And we went to Colorado Springs for our honeymoon. And we had a nice dinner at Olive Garden, and I thought, well, I'm going to go up on the mountain and kind of look over the city. It's a beautiful city. So I asked a waiter, hey, where's a good place? And they told me. So we got in the car, and we went up, and we were going to look at the city. Maybe smooch a little. I don't know. You know. But anyway, we'll look at the city. And all of a sudden, there's a policeman that pulls up. And he says, excuse me. Could I see you guys' driver's license? And I'm like, we're married. We just got married. We're just looking at the city. And my wife, she was mad. She was upset. And you know, have you forgiven me? Thank you, Lord, for having me right here. 31 years ago. Have you forgiven me? But she hasn't forgot it. You know what he did? He took me up here, and I never got in trouble. more I got in trouble one time for chewing gum. I said, well, good, because opposites attract, because I got in trouble for everything. So, I mean, it kind of balances out. She's forgiven. She hasn't forgotten. We were heading down the mountain, and I wanted to pull over again. And she said, you better just keep driving, honey, let's go. Offenses. Offenses. It's hard. It's hard. And the disciple said, increase our faith. Lord, if we're going to do this, you're going to have to increase our faith. But look what Jesus said. If you had the faith, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou planted, plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. I got this from Israel. Oop. Well, we're going to have some mustard seed trees up here. Here's a mustard seed. Can you see it? I mean, it's that small. And God said, if you have that much faith, if you have that much faith, and if we have it, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Next, if we have faith, it could help others. Quickly go to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 2. Bible says here, and behold, they brought to him, this is Jesus, a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. There was four men that had a hold of this. They couldn't get to Jesus. They went up on the roof. They tore the roof down and brought the thing down to Jesus, him down to Jesus, and Jesus saw their faith. You think the world would be a better place if they saw faith in us? If they saw us believing this book? Remember Jeff Paget preached his daddy's funeral? And he said, my dad was a good man. But my dad wasn't a good man just because his name's Paget. My dad was a good man because he was a man that tried to live by this book. This book will make us good men. This book will make us good ladies. This book will make you good children. This book will make you a good son-in-law. I'm doubling my amount of son-in-laws here pretty quick. Told somebody, I said, I'd rather have beautiful daughter-in-laws. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But anyway, but at least I got beautiful daughters that kind of offset that, okay? Helping others. Jesus saw their faith. Their faith. Two more. What trivia question? What two people did God is mentioned in the Bible that they were full of faith? Dun 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 dun. For 500? No. This is worth a brownie a la mode. Nope. Stephen, who said that? Stephen. Stephen's one of them. Daniel, no, begins with a B. Not Bob the Builder. Barnabas. Barnabas. You don't believe me, I know. Acts chapter 6. Look at this. Acts chapter 6 and verse number 5. Acts chapter 6, verse number 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And so Stephen, verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people, full of faith. Hey, Stephen believed the Lord. He got pretty straightforward with his message to them, but he was a man full of faith. Now, chapter 11, verse 24. Chapter 11 and verse number 24. The Bible says here, Acts chapter 11, verse 24, "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas." You think it'd make a difference if you and I were full of faith? Just men and women that just believed this book. Just believed this book. I believe it. The only way you can prove that is to live by it. Full of faith. Lastly, okay, preacher, I've seen these seven or eight benefits of faith, but how do I get it? Is there a USB port or a charging line? Can I get it off of Prime Video? How do you get faith? Pray for it? Okay. Romans 10:17. We're done. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. The Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." If you never read your Bible, don't think that you're going to be full of faith. If you don't consume this book, "Oh, I'm going to be a man of great faith." How much do you read your Bible? How much do we read our Bible? I bet there's too few people in here that would say, "I read my Bible way too much." Pastor, seriously. I spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours in my Bible. And if you're like that, come preach this message. No, seriously. You can tell she hasn't been in her Bible. We'll have an altar call in just a minute, all right? Whew. Could we attest to that, Mom and Dad? Where's Sadie? She's reading her Bible. Hey, Sadie, you need to go to bed. What are you doing? Reading my Bible. Mm-hmm. I hope that's the case. I don't know if I can believe it, but I hope it. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The only way I have faith, I have faith Jesus is coming back. Bible says so. I believe there's a heaven because I didn't die and come back. I haven't really talked to anybody that has. But the Bible says so. I believe there's a hell. Talked to a young man this morning, guy that came. Brought him in the office and I said, "Good to meet you." Met him. I said, "Are you 100% sure if you die, you go to heaven?" "So there's only two places you can go, heaven or hell." And he goes, "Well, I think we're living in hell now." And I'm like, "No. The Bible says in Luke 16, when he died, he lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torments." And I told him, "I can go to my house and I can crank the AC down. I can feel pretty good. My daughters can rub my feet and get me tea, and I can feel pretty good." They're going, "No way, I wouldn't do that." But we can be pretty comfortable in this life. Hell is a place of torments. And I told him, I said, I think his name's Jason, I said, "It's forever. It's forever. I have a fireplace in my house, and nobody would come and put their hand in there and say, 'Oh, put your watch, Pastor. I'm going to do it for a minute.' They'd be screaming because it's so hot and what they're going to do for eternity. I have faith because of my Bible." There's a lot of benefits, but we get faith through the Word of God, what God has said. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You. Thank You for tonight. God, I pray that we might all be people of the book, God, that we might love you and serve you and be full of faith. That means we're going to have to be full of our Bible. It means we're going to have to be full of your words. And God, I pray that you might bless this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand tonight? I don't know how the Lord has spoken to your heart, but maybe you just need to come and say, God, increase my faith. God, I need faith. God, I want to believe your word. God, I want to help others. I want to be blessed. I want to see great things happen. If the Lord can say, be it unto you according to your faith, whatever the need is, I challenge you to come as the piano begins to play and just do business with the Lord. Lord, I want to be in my Bible more. I want to pray more. God, I want more faith. Increase my faith. Would you come tonight?
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Thou it's impossible to please God without faith. Impossible.
I am the clay.
Mold We're not condemned to hell because of our faith. It's part of the spiritual armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith, the sin. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Have thine own way.
Be it unto you according to your faith.
Search me and try.
Wonder if we are praying and Jesus could talk to us audibly. And he could say what he did to those two blind men. Do you guys believe that I can do this? Do you really believe that I can do this? They didn't stumble around. They say, yay, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. We believe you. God healed them.
Have thine own way.
Oh, that it be said of us. That's a person full of faith right there. Stephen, full of faith. Barnabas, full of faith.
Help me, I pray. Power, oh power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
One more verse.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me.
Sit quietly while these are still at the altar. right. Now God's people said, 1 Peter chapter 1 says, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice that now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Your faith's going to be tried. It's going to be tried. But verse 9 says, receiving the end or the outcome of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Praise the Lord. Need faith. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer, ask a blessing on the dessert, and then we'll give you about probably 10, 15 minutes to finish up the auction. And then what will happen is Brother Philip will take each thing, and like he'll read Hogwild, the number 27, you're the highest bidder. Number 27, we'll take that piece of paper. If it's yours, you hang on to that. And then at the end, after everybody's finished, then you'll take those pieces of paper and go to Leah. And don't give the money to her. Give it to Alex. Trust him a lot more than Leah. But they'll add up what you owe. You can write one check for the full amount, and then she'll give you your coupons or whatever you won the bid in. That's what you'll get. Only thing different is the pies are $20 a piece, and everybody, if you want one for $20, you can order that. So, and then the $1 million one there, I'll go down to $900,000 on that starting bid, if that helps anybody. That'd be good, amen? No, the Dr. Pepper comes with it. That's what makes it so valuable. So, all right, let's all stand. Come on up, Brother Alex. I don't know who we need to pray for most, me or him or Leah. I'm not sure, but anyway. No, I appreciate Brother Alex, and I guess he will be my son-in-law one of these days. But I appreciate Brother Alex, and he's trying to serve the Lord, doing a good job with his Uncle John, and he leads the music there. But I appreciate you being. Why don't you dismiss us in prayer and ask a blessing on the food, okay? All right.
Lord, we come to you today, Lord, and I just want to thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, Lord, and just thank you for the messages we've heard today, Lord. I ask that you just help us, Lord, just apply it to our lives, Lord. I just thank you for the fellowship, Lord, and just thank you for this church, Lord. And I know it's moving forward with your hand over it, Lord. And just thank you for everyone here, Lord. I ask that you could just have your hand and blessing over the food tonight. I ask that you could just have a good rest of the night. In Jesus' name, amen.